It's that time. We about to get busy. Oh, you're gonna love this. From your number one hit music station in Kano, 96.9 Cool FM. It's the 4Play Podcast.
Yo, it's going down. It's the 4Play Podcast, courtesy of your cool station, 96.9 Kano. My name is KO. I'm in the studio with a bunch of people. I've got Megahertz, Scarlett, and the Black Genius Mega in the studio. How you guys doing?
Yo,
we great.
Good.
All right, so in this edition of the show, we're talking about Nigerian artists collaborating with foreign musicians, which has been a big trend recently. Actually, just yesterday, the Chris Brown song featuring Wizkid dropped, Call Me Every Day. We're just listening to it. Black Genius didn't like it very much. I thought it was a decent song. I felt it was more like a Chris Brown record than a Wizkid record. So what I meant was, you know, I didn't get much of the Afrobeats vibe. Mm. It was more like an R&B kind of thing. So I don't think that was much of it wasn't really to Wizkid's advantage, in my opinion. I think it was a decent record.
I mean, look, a great song will sell itself, right? You listen to a great song and then you're just looking for that one part that's going to get you, and then you're all excited. Yeah, let's go. From start all the way through the finish. And KO made a good point. You see, that's the biggest issue I have with certain guys who want to do foreign collaborations. You don't have to lose your essence in a foreign collaboration.
Exactly.
See what I did there?
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, that is the reason why, I mean, no offense to Omalay, the Omalay Justin Bieber record, the attention, it really did not get our attention, because we listened to it and they just felt like Omalay was lost in there. It was all, you know, Justin Bieber. It felt like Justin Bieber was in his comfort zone. So I'm like, yeah, the idea of us having foreign collaborations is to be able to fuse both sounds together and then create something that is going to be beautiful at the end of the day, and not necessarily one guy just bossing the record all over. I mean, I listened to the song and I'm like, that is a Chris Brown record. I didn't hear a Wizkid on there, gotta be honest.
But you know, to me, at the end of the day, you know, there are collaborations where one artist barely even says a thing. So I mean, I remember when Kanye, we're going to hip hop, when Kanye did a song with Andre 3000, and Andre 3000 barely even said a word. But the point was, the song was a dope song. So I don't really approach these things going from the perspective of, oh, I want to hear more of Wizkid, because I remember that time when One Dance dropped, people were saying, yeah, we want to hear more Wizkid. My thing is, okay, even if he whispered on the song, is the song good or not? Because it kind of feels like it's a competition that you want to hear like 50% and all of that. But beyond that, I'm of the general opinion that the best of these collabos are underrated. I really don't think they're the popular ones. I feel like the best ones are, but based on my own taste when it comes to music. So even if a song is popping, if I don't like it, I don't like it.
Yeah.
So for example, there was the song that Davido did with Tinashe.
Ooh, that's a great song.
That's a great song, but it didn't pop.
I think the problem with that was the album. Okay. It was the what's the title of this album again? The one that he did, I think he sacked his manager afterwards. Son of what's the name?
I know he did it overseas, man. Though.
He went abroad to do that. It was the album that was a terrible flop from start to finish. He just had a bunch of records on there. I think it's How Long or How Something.
Yeah, that's How Long. That's How Long.
I can't recall. This song was amazing. But then again, it's, you know, it's Davido now. If you don't do the regular, you know, make a couple noise about it. And it felt like he was playing in a terrain he didn't really understand. So that kind of worked against him. Son of Mary, right? That's the title of that album. It was a terrible flop. But that song was great. Another one I think, just now, you made mention of, is the P Square record, Bring It On.
Ah, exactly. That's a
now that
one. Yeah,
is,
that's a good one.
That's a collaboration you want to. I mean, I was shocked when the way P Square came on it, and it was still P Square, but then again, they were in another. It felt like it was another genre entirely that we heard P Square on, and then they did a great job. That's a song we probably kind of like didn't vibe to that much, but then again, still sounded really nice.
Exactly. So we can go on like this. One I need to mention that was released more recently is the Reminisce one with D Smoke and Benson. Nobody's talking about the song.
Yeah.
Well, that's a dope song.
It is.
So I still don't know what we're really looking for when we're listening to these foreign collaborations with Nigerian artists, or Nigerian artists collaborating with foreign artists. But the other big question I like to ask is that something that makes an artist, that defines whether an artist is amongst the biggest or not? Because if you look at the top three, Wizkid, Davido, and Burna Boy, they are always collaborating with foreign artists. And if you look at guys like Kiss Daniel, Olamide. There's that thing of, well, where's the foreign collaboration? Is that something that we're looking at from our artists that define, that makes us, you know, decide whether they're amongst the biggest or not?
Stay right here on the 4Play Podcast.
Well, I don't think so, because most of the big so-called foreign collaborations don't even end up making any sense. I feel like the thing with Nigerians is that we tend to feel like if a Nigerian artist collaborates with a foreign artist, it is to the Nigerian artist's advantage. But I honestly don't believe so. I believe that people outside are trying to get more collaborations with Nigerian artists because of the hype around Afrobeat and the hype around this artist. Now, most of these artists are doing great. Asake has not done any international collaboration, and his songs are actually like literally an anthem. Everybody is singing Asake songs, right? And Asake might go and collaborate with a foreign artist now, and the song doesn't even go anywhere. So I feel like owning your person and owning your own sound is the best thing to do before you start looking at international collaboration. I don't think like that is a criteria. Just have good songs. People will vibe to your songs, period. And then the international people will come looking for you to do songs with them.
Yeah,
right?
But you said something. You said the collaborations don't make sense. What did you mean by that? But they don't make sense.
I said that you guys just went back and forth about this Chris Brown song and some other songs that, you know, are with collab with like international artists that don't make sense with regards to Nigerian songs in itself. Right? So I feel like we're making too much.
I have
much
an example, by the way. Okay. Davido and Meek Mill record.
The ones that don't make sense.
Yes.
So wait, are we saying all don't make sense or some?
No.
You're not getting me. I'm saying some of the collaborations that are being done with international artists end up not making sense.
Her point is,
right?
It's not, you don't expect the same result. Some of them go well and others don't, yes. Basically. Yeah.
So it's not like one size fits all. Yeah. That if you don't have an international artist on your song, your song would not make sense. I don't think so. Moreover, when did Wizkid and Davido even start having international collaboration? I mean, they did music for a while before they started, you know, doing songs with people abroad, right? So it doesn't define your music at all, especially Afrobeat. I don't even think Afrobeat needs international collaborations to make sense.
Anyway, the thing is, the trend with regards to that, the trend has changed. If you look at people like Omale and Rema, they didn't take like 5 years before they started doing songs with international artists, because the game is different now. Afrobeat is much more popular. The thing I like about the collaborations is it kind of puts the artist to the test. If you say you're a singer, sing with somebody who is also considered a dope singer. Like when you're singing with Chris Brown, because if you listen to some of those collaborations, even listen to Essence, the way Justin Bieber's voice sounds, it's like, oh my goodness, this dude has been going through vocal training for a while. Even that Chris Brown and Wizkid, I could tell that. So my thing is, it's not like, not beyond the validation thing, is if you are dope, play on an international field. Let's hear you. It's the same thing if we were hearing MI doing songs with Kendrick. We want to compare like bar for bar. You say you're a dope rapper now.
Yeah.
Then rap your ass off. Let's see that you have that skill. So for me, that's one of the things that I really feel is important. If you are good, play with the best in the game. The other thing is, whether we like it or not, the music industry is biggest in one country. It's America. That's so we can say, oh, we don't need them. But that's also something to consider.
Well, I don't think we don't actually need them. I think we need them. You mentioned a collabo, Kendrick and MI. I'd like to see that too.
Man, for real, yo!
I'd like to see that, man.
Thinking about that one.
I don't think I'd like to see that already, because I know MI would get 8. I don't care,
really?
Man. It's going to be, they'll gob him like ferociously.
But there's a possibility they won't. There's a possibility that each person will bring their own experiences to the fore and actually rap about what they are convenient rapping about. You know, at the end of the day, even like what KO said, you know, you're a good artist, you're a good singer, will match up with someone that's really good. For example, we say Yemi Alade has a nice voice, you know, maybe put her up with someone like, I don't know, Beyonce.
Right?
Yeah. You know, put her with Beyonce. Let's see how your voice can go. But at the end of the day, it's always going to show that, you know, Beyonce has been doing this thing for a while and Yemi doesn't really have that much experience. But my own is, as much as we do need to level up and get up there, you know, put ourselves on the globe and on the map. I don't think we should also be little minded, because there are some people that are like, Omalay has done an international collaboration, this person has done an international collaboration, but Terry hasn't done an international collaboration. Why hasn't he done an international collaboration? Doesn't he want to blow? You know, that kind of. But Terry actually has really nice songs on his own.
That's a perfect example. I think that's exactly what happened with Olamide. I think Olamide was kind of like pressured into it. Olamide really didn't have, there didn't seem to be that chemistry between him and, I don't know if it's, if it has something to do with his understanding of music, because taking a look at all the guys who come up under Olamide, you see there's a level of street in them. So I need to see. I was hoping that it happens, that he collaborate, but then again I realized that what he did was he collaborated with Nigerians abroad, the likes of Wale. I mean, when you do a song with Wale, I'm like, I really don't want to look at it as an international collaboration. And they've collaborated like over and over. I'm like, okay, maybe this is where he feels, you know, he's comfortable in. But I really would love to see him expand. As regards Kiss Daniel, I mean, he's done, well, not international per se. I mean, on his album, he kind of like toured Africa, B.
He has a song with Reg Stets
too. No bad songs. He actually Major Lazer as well. Quite a good number of international collaborators. But does he really need them? But just like Scarlett said.
Yeah, that's the thing. When you mentioned Terry, that was a very interesting example. And you mentioned Asake. I feel like there's a way an artist will show skill and versatility that people start asking, when are you going to do a collaboration? I don't think Asake is in that list. So when I think of people like, even Fowl.
Shots fired.
Facts, man.
Let's go.
When Fowl put out his album track list, I was thinking, Omo, it's about time this guy does an international collaboration, because I know the guy is that talented and that good.
Yeah.
Not that I feel like he needs it to blow, but at this point, yo, take this thing beyond the shores of Nigeria.
Yeah.
Let's hear how you will sound with a foreign rapper. Facts. Or something. So when you get to that point, so it's not just about, there are certain people who, you know, that they don't have that versatility. Oof. If you put them on a song with a Justin Bieber, they won't know what to do. They have only one style.
And that's my biggest issue with the YBNL as a body, sort of. Because, I mean, I have a close relationship with Adekunle Gold, and sometimes when we talk about the music generally, you will see it's very obvious that he felt out of place at YBNL, right? Now, see him doing songs with Ty Dolla Sign. Listen to Woman.
Lucky Day, man.
By Sina, my brother Sina. Listen to those records. You just know that it feels like you're away from a certain category of people, and then you're now thriving on your own. So, but let's not take anything away from Asake. Because Asake will not do Shungba remix.
With Justin Bieber.
You are never going to get tired of Shungba. I'm telling you.
The new song he just drops, actually, it has the Shungba beat in it. Like, if you listen, you would feel like it's a Shungba refix or something like that.
He's not going to get tired. People are going to Shungba.
But I think I love his energy, actually. His energy, everything, the way he acts and everything.
It's the same energy Lil Kesh had when he started, you know, he started singing. And I'm not feeling that energy anymore.
He tried to come back, though, Lil Kesh.
Well, he did, but...
I mean, kudos to brother. It's not easy doing it on his own, no. To float that thing, you know, it's tough, especially when you're coming from a record label as impactful and helpful as YBNL.
You're listening to the 4Play Podcast.
All right, you're still listening to the 4Play Podcast. Check out previous episodes on our website, coolfm.ng/Kano, and catch us on social media at coolfmkano on all platforms. About the ones that we were mentioning that were underrated, we can't have this conversation without talking about Tems, because Tems has this song with Brent Fires that nobody talks about.
Yes!
And that song is an R&B song, and I'm like, yo, it's a good example of how they haven't seen the side of Tems, but she collaborates with an R&B singer from America, and she's singing like an R&B singer. So to me, that stuff is so dope, man, when you can, you know, show people that, I can do Afro beats, but when I work with this person, I can do that as well. And then now seeing that that
future
sample
record, right?
Man, yeah, I'm so happy.
Only for them to not try in the video. Where in the world?
Like,
but it was a sample.
I don't care, fam.
Man, it was
put me somewhere. Don't let me appear.
Y'all have even said feature in Tems if you want to.
Well, you pay me.
Hey,
I mean, if you pay me off, I don't mind. But you didn't pay me. I want to be on there. That's why my name is there. So just throw me on there. But here's the thing. Her sample made that record.
Factually, she did.
I mean, that's the only part of the song that comes to mind. So that's the most important part. So yeah. Anyways, talking about foreign collaborations. I don't know. Does it feel? I mean, of course, the tide has definitely shifted in our favor. And let me just ask around the house: do we feel like we might just be getting tired of them?
Man,
is it getting to a point where it's no longer that agbish again? Oh boy, Tiwa Savage and Sam Smith. Oh, Temptation, yeah. You know? Because we used to be super excited when that happened. I remember Mr. Endowed. We could not believe how the band was able to throw Snoop Dogg on there. And then some said it was. I remember back then they said it was not real, that it was a Snoop Dogg verse from somewhere. Only for us to see the video, we say, this is serious stuff. So I feel like, does it feel like right now, because of the frequency at which they are coming?
No, because it depends on who they are collaborating with and how they are doing the collaboration.
Okay, which collaboration is going to leave you like, oh my days, like
I'm waiting for the Eminem collaboration with somebody.
Ooh.
I mean, the other one that nobody's talking about is this Bella Lubo Biggie one.
Oh, that was a good one. The goat song, right?
Yeah, for me, like for Biggie, like he's dead, so his old verses they recycle. Mm. But the fact that she can still say she has a song with Biggie and they tried to do Biggie and Afro beats,
yeah,
it was something new, even though it wasn't a trending topic. So there are so many artists that haven't done songs. And America has so many styles of music.
Yeah.
So we're mostly focusing on pop and hip hop, but there are still so many other types of collaborations that we haven't seen. I don't think the excitement has died down.
So we need to collaborate with some of the country musicians.
Yo, let's do it.
I mean,
we go with some country musicians.
Yeah. I don't know. Chris Martin and Burna Boy, Monsters You Made. That's like rock, right? A little bit of hard, a little bit of it. So it's kind of like, but I don't know. For me though, I don't know. When I see a foreign collaboration, I'm like, doesn't give me that, you know.
Excitement.
You know, honestly, that's what I honestly don't like about a Chris Brown collaboration, because, okay, now for a fact, he comes correct. But then again, you always see that it feels like there's this desperation from him. So I feel like, man, it's not going to give us that wow factor. Blow My Mind came out with Davido. I was like, ooh, this. I mean, but since then, the Mona Lisa remix, I'm like, okay, dope though. But I'm like, it's becoming sort of like a regular thing that happens in the music industry. And, you know, that spark, that excitement's kind of like probably disappeared.
Now, what about the track with Davido and the British guy, the British actor? What's his name? And Kofi?
Idris Elba?
Yeah. I mean, no one's talking about that song. Come on, what's happening?
The only part of the song I don't like is the chorus. It was a vroom, 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 vroom in the chorus. I don't know what that was doing there. But look, Davido's transition took me out. I mean,
I think he was the only one that went both genres, right?
Yes,
on the same verse.
Yes, like he was
doing
crazy.
The whole Afrobeat thing, and then he switched it up, and then he shake it. I was like, shake it part. But I think I listened to Coffee a bit more on that record because I loved everything she represented on there. Like, you know when you are used to hearing someone a certain way, and then you're just waiting for her verse to come through, and then she just does something like mind blowing. That's it's a soundtrack of a movie. So
video game,
video game. Thanks. And you know, those soundtracks kind of like don't have the push that you would expect.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, shout outs to Charlie Puth and what's his name now? The record, the one See You Again. I think that's one of them that like really made waves. But soundtracks on there, but yeah, it would have been nice to see something like Davido would collaborate. You know him now.
But I think it just killed it. By the way, it just killed.
Yo, flames, man! Fire. Okay, so Mega mentioned one of his worst. That was the Davido Meek Mill. Let's just go around best and worst Niger foreign collaborations.
Oh my days! You want to start with this one?
Let me see. Well, they call the band and Gucci Mane one of my worst.
Oh, what's the title of that song again?
El Chapo.
The video was good though.
Something about Wale Coe was rapping though.
I love the video as well, man. Gucci came through with the swag and everything, but man, I think it was promotion that hurt that song. Kill.
Really?
Yeah, the song was not that bad. Let me see the worst. Ugh. My favorite. I didn't think that this one would come, but it's definitely Tiwa Savage and Will. Tiwa Savage. Oh wait, not bad. Oh
yeah, wow, that's
not bad. Oh, not bad. Somebody's son, but a Temptation. I like Temptation because I didn't expect Sam Smith to come the way he did. I know the guy is talented, but I enjoyed Temptation a whole lot. Somebody's Son as well. And then talking about the worst, let me see. Oh, I remember Ice Prince and French Montana. Take It Away. Dum, 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 dum. What's the title of that song again from way back? That was horrible. It was horrible. It just felt like they recorded both verses in different worlds, different universes. That's my worst. I'll put that one up there. Maybe when you guys are, maybe I'll probably come up with another one, but for now, worst is Ice Prince, French Montana. Favorite between Tiwa Savage and Sam Smith, Temptation.
This is the 4Play Podcast.
Mama, I've been trying to think of the worst collaboration that I have. I don't know which one is coming to my head at this point.
The one you hear that just drives you up the wall. Like
another underrated one is Yemi Alade and Rick Ross. OMG.
I don't even know that song.
I like that. That one is decent.
Yeah, it's actually dope. The remix of I loved it. It sounded really nice.
How much did Rick Ross chart for the verse? Yeah. He'd be charting a whole lot for
Rick Ross would always be
wow,
Rick Ross.
just come and say the same thing
every
he does.
Verse fits every song. I mean, any song.
He felt like he flips the P Square verse from Beautiful Yabi. Yeah. It's another Nigerian, you copy and paste here. Scarlett still thinking.
I can't think of anyone actually right now, say. But back to a little bit, you can still keep thinking about it. What Mega said, if we still feel like, boom, hey, collaboration internationally and stuff like that. For me, I feel some of us feel like, yo, okay, anything can happen at this point. If most of Nigerian artists have gotten this far, then there's nobody that they might not be able to, you know, feature in a track. So I feel like we're like, anything can happen. We're just waiting to see and wait for the excitement, you know, and get excited about it. But,
Yeah, then the other thing on my mind is like dream collaborations that we would want to see. I know that Kendrick did this Black Panther soundtrack, executive produced it. There were some South African artists. People were saying no Nigerian artists. I kind of felt maybe his trip to Ghana might be another avenue for him to do. Because the part 2 of the movie is coming out this year. I don't know if he's executive producing it. I don't know if Nigerian artists would fit. But I'm curious to see him work with African artists again beyond South Africa. If there are any Nigerians, and the kind of Nigerian artists I suspect he would go for probably won't be Olamide. Exactly. You know, those kind of like Bella Alubo, Thames, those types.
Yeah.
And it won't just be for the hype. Mm-hmm. Just because some of these things, you know, that they're just doing it for the hype. But I'm curious to see what he would do if he were working with African artists, including some Nigerians, on a project like that.
I'll still pedal back to wanting to see Kiss Daniel do a proper foreign collaboration. And I wouldn't want him to do a remix.
With who?
I just want him to do a record, like on its own. I don't know. The problem with Kiss Daniel is the fact that he has this thing with, you know, you hear him on any verse, even if he features you on there, you hear Kiss Daniel on a Davido verse on his record. It feels like he's eating everything. The same thing with Buga with Tekno. Felt like it was Kiss Daniel that did the first and then did the second verse. But let me see. I don't know.
Smith?
Sam Smith will be too solemn for him.
It will be too
somewhat. You know what? Long shot, Justin Bieber. Yes, it's a long shot. But musically, I feel like, right, Justin Bieber will be able to mess. I mean, I've seen Justin Bieber have done well with Major Lazer. They seem to have like a good relationship. I've listened to so many beats that they've done, and Justin Bieber on there, he does really well. And I listened to the one with Kiss Daniel, not bad. So I'm feeling, yeah, maybe Major Lazer does something, Kiss Daniel, and then Justin Bieber. That should be my dream collaboration.
Worst collaboration for me is this Attention song on my way. Justin Bieber.
Had to be.
I don't know, bro, but it's just weird.
But you know, it's funny thing. That's one of my best.
Are you serious? Facts. I don't know. It's just somehow, right? Yeah.
Okay. Wait. Did you? Sorry. Yeah, Megahertz. Did you feel a certain type of way when Justin Bieber did not make use of a Nigerian slang? Yeah, I'll always take it personal because I thought about it for a second and I said, look, I mean, Chris Brown got a record mentioning, what's his name? Mentioning, speaking Pidgin now.
Mm-hmm.
So he's mentioning, KO, there's something he does to you when you know that, ba. Scarlett went to the abroad, brought somebody from the abroad, and the person did not try. Yeah! There seems to be that proper integration, not exactly. Us always sounding like them.
So if Eminem is doing a Nigerian collab, he must rap in Pidgin, right?
No, not rap, not must. But make mention of slangs that Nigerians can relate to.
Yeah.
It's not an Eminem song. Yeah. For example, maybe it's a Vector record. Isn't that a bad idea for Eminem to throw a little bit of Yoruba on there? Yeah, make it interesting. Everybody be like, man, what did this guy say? You know? But they're all sounding foreign.
Yeah, 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 if that's the case, then all of them are whack, man. Because
it doesn't take away how dope the record is. Skill. I'm not saying, but what I would love to hear just make me embrace the record a bit more. That's what I'm saying.
Because when they start forcing those things down their throats and they're inspired, it becomes an issue. Because I remember the time when they would do those songs and they must mention the Nigerian artist's name, P Square.
I think that was P Square. You know why? Of Nigerians still. When they do that verse, you go and say they carry the verse from somewhere. Exactly. So they'll tell you, I mean, it's not a white Busta Rhymes even, but what's the name of this guy?
What
the fuck?
I got a price out time.
Oh, man.
But it was fun, though. We knew that, yeah, this is Busta Rhymes trying to be in our element. It was dope. But, you know, he had to mention the name over and over again so that before Nigerians would say, you go cut one Busta Rhymes verse.
I think my best collaboration is this song that we just talked about, because I've listened to it over and over, the Vroom song. The only part that I don't like is that chorus, but I like the Vroom song.
Okay, the vroom.
Yes. Okay. It's weird. That chorus is really, really weird.
I think my dream collaboration will be the guys you just mentioned, P Square and Usher. What's happening?
Yeah.
I mean, I want to really see those guys do something.
They have
to dance in it. They have to stand together.
That's a good Kiss Daniel Usher collaboration.
How do you throw someone you have been copying all these years?
Yeah.
And then you want to throw him on it. He's going to.
So I want to see that.
Look, Beast don't have anywhere to tap from again. No, sorry, no offense. So you want to copy from the guy that's on the record.
That's probably why they've not had a record ever since.
Probably.
They talked about it in 2014, but haven't done anything yet. So we're still waiting to see.
But Kiss Daniel Usher wouldn't be a bad idea. Kiss Daniel Usher wouldn't be a bad idea.
Do we have someone who dances like size Chris Brown?
Chris Brown?
I'm just thinking that Kiss Daniel, now that Scarlett mentioned that. Because that should be good. That should be good.
Does it have to be a male person? Does it have to be a male?
No, female as well. Who else? What's this girl's name? This girl that dances. That dance for Kanye West, I think.
Tiana Taylor. I was thinking about the girl who did the song with Cardi B from Fifth Harmony. What's her name?
Normani?
Yeah.
Okay, Normani.
Oh, Normani do be dancing though. That's a good one.
She do.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I'd like to see Doja Cat do something with a Nigerian artist.
Yeah, that's true.
That's mad versatility.
Doja Cat and
could be Tiwa to me.
See me. What?
Or even Thames, yo.
Tiwa, Doja Cat.
I don't think
Doja Cat and Tiwa.
She just needs someone to hook the chorus for her though. Because she's good with the verses. You're not gonna touch that. So I don't know. Simi is not bad.
Okay.
Simi is actually not bad.
Yeah, so we will still be brainstorming and thinking about this stuff. But yeah, if you have any comments, catch us on social media, Cool FM counter, drop a comment right there. And it's a wrap on this episode of the 4Play Podcast. Peace!
Peace out! Peace out! Peace out!
It's the 4Play Podcast from your number one hit music station in Kano, 96.9 Cool FM.